We need you to join us and keep us people powered. Text the word donate to 218-326.
Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
Irma Thomas is the soul queen of New Orleans. Galactic are funk ambassadors to the world. And the pair team up for a supersized Big Easy experience on Audience with the Queen. I guess I'm right where I belong. Despite working together several years ago, getting into the studio with a legend like Thomas can be intimidating, but she set the tone real quick.
When I go in there, I go in with the mindset, let's get the job done. And I had to get them used to being able to give me orders.
Coming up, Irma and Robert Mercurio from Galactic join us to talk about Audience with the Queen, ditching the candles in studio, and Irma, one of the greatest soul singers of any era, talks about what practice looks like.
Well, if you call watching the Game Show Network practicing, yeah, I practice.
It's Galactic and Irma Thomas. Coming up, I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe.
KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Unlike its neighbors, Minnesota law forbids the usage of aerial exploding fireworks unless you're a municipality or fair association with a permit and a licensed operator. But that doesn't stop trunks and backseats full of illicit products from crossing Minnesota's borders each summer. MinPost reports charges and convictions for violations of the law are rare, but they do happen. Statewide, there's only been between 40 and 90 charges a year and 20 to 60 convictions. Fireworks legalization is regularly proposed at the legislature. It made it as far as the governor's desk in 2012 before Mark Dayton vetoed it, citing opposition from the state fire marshal and public safety officials. Republican Senator Jason Rarick of Pine City authored one such bill in January. He says current laws don't stop Minnesotans from using fireworks, but they do push money out of the state. Rarick tells MinPost he plans to keep proposing legalization and says safety education campaigns could go with it, as well as options for local control. An environmental group is suing to stop construction on a tailings basin expansion near Lake Superior. The Duluth News Tribune reports Water Legacy sued the Department of Natural Resources and Cleveland Cliffs-owned North Shore Mining Co. last month. The group alleges North Shore violated the State Environmental Policy Act by allowing construction before the completion of an environmental impact statement. The Milepost 7 tailings basin near Beaver Bay is 3 miles from Lake Superior and holds back mine waste. Last year, the DNR said a more limited environmental assessment worksheet was enough for the basin's planned 650-acre expansion and dam elevation increase. But in February, the Court of Appeals ruled the DNR erred in its decision and had to reevaluate. The DNR then told North Shore it could continue construction as long as it complied with existing permits. The News Tribune says Water Legacy moved for a temporary restraining order to bar the DNR from awarding the project more approvals and the company from continuing construction. The group says the dam is 45 years old and does not meet modern safety standards. The DNR is updating bait restriction rules to match legislative changes. The new rules define what species are susceptible to viral hemorrhagic septicemia and allows the establishment of VHS-free zones. People who harvest bait to use dead or frozen may be affected. Comments are open until 4:30 p.m. Tuesday. The DNR is also seeking public input on proposed fisheries changes. The agency is considering reducing the statewide walleye limit from 6 to 4. It says this is a proactive step in maintaining quality walleye fishing. You can share your thoughts through August 15th at mndnr.gov/walleye. Find more on all of those on the DNR's website. A new skate park in Brainerd is closer than ever to completion. The Brainerd Dispatch reports the Minnesota legislature awarded $750,000 for the project at Memorial Park in Northeast Brainerd. Skating has been growing in popularity. Jake Reniker is president of the Lakes Area Skate Park Association. He says the park is a way to promote healthy recreation and an economic driver. Right now, the nearest skate park is in Crosby. The legislature awarded $4 million to 8 skate park projects, with Brainerd receiving the largest contribution. According to MinnPost, skate parks got the most general fund money of any projects, with the legislature making cuts this year that may raise some eyebrows. But MinnPost says the money was actually first appropriated in 2023, and this was more of a redirection of the funding. Brainerd is planning a 15,000-square-foot park and must spend the state dollars by 2029. The Dispatch says the Lakes Area Skate Park Association is in its final push for donations to get the last $150,000 it needs. The group will have a booth at the Crow Wing County Fair and is planning a fundraiser this fall. It says naming rights are still up for grabs, too. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank. From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. On paper, it makes sense. Two different icons from the Big Easy connecting to make an album together. One is Galactic, the funk meets everything outfit that's been mainstays in New Orleans for over 30 years. Lately, they've been running their venue, the esteemed Tipitinas. The other is Irma Thomas, whose legacy goes back even further. The Soul Queen of New Orleans' stunning rendition of Time Is On My Side inspired the Rolling Stones back in the 60s. Their new collaborative album is called Audience with the Queen. It features 8 original songs specifically written for Thomas. Coming up, Galactic's Robert Mercurio and Miss Irma join us to talk about making the album, including the noble efforts of the band. They tried to prepare as best as they could, and they found out that wasn't necessary. Our chat coming up in a minute, but first, let's get into the music. Where I Belong. It's Galactic and Irma Thomas on World Cafe.
still singing my song.
It's a tremendous team up of New Orleans legends, Irma Thomas and Galactic together on a new song called Where I Belong. That's not all. They've recorded an album as well, Audience with the Queen, which is available now. The Soul Queen of New Orleans, Irma Thomas, is here, joined by Galactic bassist and co-founder Robert Mercurio. I am Kaleo. This is World Cafe. Welcome to the show. Thank you both so much for being here.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
This is such a cool collaboration. You've worked together once before in 2010 for Heart of Steel, but this is a full album together and it sounds so good. I would love to know the origin story. Can you take me back to the seeds of how this was first planted?
I mean, take us back to 2010, and we worked with Miss Irma on a track called Heart of Steel. We were really happy with the outcome with it. It became a staple in our record and our live performances, and I believe also in Mrs. Irma's sets.
Yep.
And it was just one of those collaborations that we knew that could be lead to something more. And yeah, it did take us 15 years to come back around with it. But we were, in the last few years, we had started the Tipitina's Record Club, and it's like a vinyl subscription-based thing. And Ben and I are the curators for that. And so we like to do albums with some New Orleans legends and reissues and stuff like that. And the idea of doing an album with Miss Irma came up, and we initially thought, okay, we'd go in and knock it out, do a bunch of covers and put her with a stellar band and just kind of do a quicker project. And then at the same time, Galactic was figuring out what we were going to be doing for our next record. And our thoughts for the Galactic record was, let's just do one artist this time. We had done a lot of collaborative albums with a bunch of different artists, and we thought, let's just do it with one specific legend, and Irma came up as their first choice. So at the same time we were talking about two different records, we thought, why don't we just turn these into the same record and have Galactic be the band? So we wanted to create new music with Miss Irma and try to create just something new in general. So that's kind of where the genesis of all this started. We reached out, and I believe Miss Irma seemed game.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your response?
I was surprised that you still wanted to be dealing with an old broad who had decided she didn't want to be on the road anymore.
Well, I mean, so yeah, you don't like touring, and I feel rude. I should say Miss Irma here, but you know.
You can call me Irma. I won't get angry.
I want to mind my manners. I want to do what feels right for you, Ms. Irma. What was your reaction when they reached out about this record? What was your thought? Was this exciting for you?
Well, the only thing that I had to get accustomed to is recording to tracks. You know, I'm old school. I've been around since Mud doing records, and it's always with the band right there, and we kind of feed off each other's energy. But this was their way of recording. So it took me a couple of times to really adjust to that. And we started out with a cover song, which I didn't realize that they listen to me when I'm talking that much. And a lot of the songs that wound up on the album was from conversations that we were having in between takes.
Yeah. Wow. And hearing the two of you together, it makes complete sense. Like if you said Irma Thomas and Galactic are going to do a team up record together, I'm like, that feels pretty seamless. But I know a lot of work goes into making something feel so natural. And Robert, I'm curious, how did you get Irma dialed into the Galactic sound?
That was pretty easy. I mean, we are known to work and collaborate with a bunch of different vocalists. So we know how to curtail our sound in some ways towards mm-hmm. the artist. But I think she met us somewhere in the middle. We didn't fully go all the way Irma. We still wanted to bring her into our sound. And we worked with a lot of different lyricists, and that was more of the difficult part. We wanted to make sure that the lyrics felt like they were something that would come out of Irma's mouth. You know, like, it couldn't be about young love, or there was just subject matters that we were getting from certain lyricists that just didn't seem authentic out of Irma. So we were very careful what was the lyrical stance, and it needed to feel like it was real, because that was something that bothers us sometimes when when you deal with an artist and you can tell that it just doesn't feel authentic. And Miss Irma was helpful in that too. You know, she would get the lyrics and we would discuss them sometimes, and we had to alter them here and there. And she had approval, and you know, she also would talk with the lyricist, like she said, in between takes or at the sessions, and he would take little notes and work them into the next material or the next songs.
Yeah. And Irma, like, tell me about, like, what that was like, getting the lyrics from the lyricist and sort of processing, like, how do you tailor your performance to those lyrics? Or in certain instances where you're like, nah, I don't like that. What's something you don't like? What's something that you saw, you're like, I can't do that, you know?
Well,
like, do you have...
I had to make them understand that I don't do gospel music and R&B music on the same album. I don't do it on live shows either. So once we got that understanding taken care of, the rest came easy, because they knew that I'm a storyteller, and all the songs had to have a story. They couldn't be any gimmicky, like you're repeating a lyric 1,000 times. It couldn't be that. It had to have a good storyline. And I think I gave them enough stories to tell the rest of their life.
You sure did. You sure did. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Irma Thomas and Robert from Galactic. The new album is Audience with the Queen. Talk about having something to say. You got some very powerful lyrics on Lady Liberty. And the first line lets you know what you're in for. Take a look outside. You can see that whole damn world's on fire. I would love to know about the conversations that ended up leading to this song being written and you performing it.
Well, look at it this way. When you look at the total of things that's happened across the United States, it's been very hectic. There's always been some kind of rioting. If it wasn't rioting, it was somebody shooting up a school, or some young people getting into something that they shouldn't be in and getting killed because they're in the wrong place doing the wrong things. So the situation with the whole United States made that song come easy to me, because it's something that needed to be said now.
Yeah, yeah. Robert, do you know, can you tell me who worked on the lyrics with you and Irma on this?
Yeah, that was Sean Carey, who did most of the lyrics on the record. He really channeled what was going on. And truthfully, the song was written, I think, more around like the George Floyd stuff, the Black Lives Matter movement.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out, you know, a few years later. But truthfully, it's even more pertinent right now, I believe. You know, it's just sadly a social situation that hasn't changed. If not, it's gotten worse.
Yeah. Let's take a listen to it. Here's Lady Liberty. It's Irma Thomas and Galactic together on World Cafe.
Take a look outside. You can see that the whole damn world's on fire. When the world goes cold, the fire burns hot and the people are tired. Let them know where you stand. We could all just lie down on this land. We're in a castle in the sand that you could come and just knock down with your hand. Get up for something, or you could fall for anything. No, this ain't no way to treat a human being, no. There's some people outside and they're feeling so tired. Things change, the more they seem to stay the same. Injustice was and is the fuse that feeds the flame. How long can history repeat itself? Lord, we need some help. Time to shovel these cards that we've been dealt and free ourselves. If you don't do something, you know nothing's gonna change. We're writing history, but everything. We'll be right back.
It's Galactic and Irma Thomas on World Cafe with a new song called Lady Liberty. It's from their new album, Audience with the Queen. Robert Mercurio of Galactic and Irma Thomas are my guests today. I would love to hear about the first day in the studio because I saw the liner notes for the album and it seems like, Robert, y'all's had really grand plans for the for recording and impressing the Queen, but it didn't work out as well as you hoped. What happened?
I mean, you know, our studio is kind of a shabby spot. I'm looking around right now and we, Ben and I had a moment the day before the session, like, oh my God, we're about to have Irma in here and we need to spruce it up. So yeah, we cleaned it up. We had a housekeeper come over and clean it up. We bought some flowers and some scented candles. And we thought we got some lighting and stuff. We wanted it to feel as comfortable and a place fit for a queen, you know?
Sure.
So, you know, we're thinking it's nice and she enjoyed the flowers, but there was a moment in the session where the candles became an issue and she was not happy about it because the candles were sucking up her oxygen, I believe you said. So, you know, ran quickly downstairs and burned out the candles. But besides that, everything went really well. I think, the first day was probably our roughest, maybe. I think you were getting used to our recording techniques. But I think after she came back after that first day and kind of heard what we had done and the results, I think she was happy and was like, okay, I see how this is going to go.
Totally. And you got to get the nerves out of the way. You know, people working together for the first time, potentially, I imagine it takes a second to get on the same wavelength, even if you've worked with hundreds of vocalists or dozens of vocalists, rather.
Well, they had to get used to the fact that I'm just me. there's no, you know, they and I appreciated the fact that they wanted me to feel as comfortable as possible. And I didn't know they went through all the trouble with the housekeeping and all that because I had been here before, so I knew what the studio looked like. And I don't critique somebody's studio. When I go in there, I go in with the mindset, let's get the job done. Yeah. And I had to get them used to being able to give me orders. That was a problem there because they didn't know how to tell me, well, Miss Thomas, would you do that again? And I said, well, yeah, if it needs to be done. I'm gonna sing it till I get it right.
It's intimidating, you know, working with an artist of her legendary status. You know, we went into it definitely with some nerves, and yes, we've dealt with big artists before, but you know, it's tough dealing with such an idol like her.
Sure. It's the best kind of problem. This is World Cafe. We're here with Robert from Galactic and Irma Thomas. New album together is called Audience with the Queen. Your voice sounds tremendous, Irma. And you even noticed it yourself, saying it sounds better than it did when you were 20. And I am not a vocalist, so I'm curious what you mean when you say that. Is that a range thing? Is that a confidence thing? Is that a recovery thing? Like, what does it mean for your voice to be better now?
It's a combination of all of the above. When you've been performing as an artist as many years as I have, I've been in this business over 65 years. And so I've heard my voice get more mature as opposed to some of my friends who have gotten older and their voices are going the other direction. And so when I hear certain notes I hit, I say, did I do that? But it has matured. And it is not credited to anything that I've done special. It's just that I've learned how to perform and not scream. And I don't consider screaming singing.
Yeah.
So you won't hear a lot of that coming from me, even on stage. And so I've also learned that sometimes the mistakes are better than the actual situation that you want it to be. So I go in there with the attitude, we're going to get the job done one way or the other. And the thing that I can appreciate that they have a young lady that works with them named Jelly. They call her Jelly. And Jelly was there because I'm used to doing a song starting on the downbeat. And most of the songs we're doing is on the upbeat. So I would miss my turn coming in. So, but she was there and she understood. And I said, look, I don't have a problem with you telling me I'm wrong. And so once they got comfortable with the fact that I don't get upset, I'm not one of those divas who go off on people, you know, they're human and they're only trying to help me. Since she knew the songs better than I would let her come and give me a hand on how where to start and count it and all that kind of, and I'm still learning. But as far as the vocals are concerned, I hear where my voice has matured.
Wow. Well, you never stop learning and your voice sounds a dynamite. Do you still practice? Like, is practice a daily thing with like vocal exercises and stuff like that? Or just
well,
comes
if you
when
call
you need it?
Watching the Game Show Network practicing, yeah, I practice.
You singing along with the themes?
Sometimes.
You know what?
But I sing in my church every Sunday, so I'm still vocally active. I just don't take as many touring gigs anymore because I've lived out of a suitcase for so many years. And I explained that to the guys when they wanted to go in the studio. I said, look, y'all doing an album and you're spending a lot of time and money, but I'm not promising you that I'm going to go on that road out there with you. So I took a few jobs with them. We went out for like a weekend or so, and, mm-hmm. and it worked out pretty good. But I still screwed up a couple of times, but nobody knew that but us.
Nobody knew anything. Nobody knew anything, Ms. Irma. You know, we just talked about Irma's voice. Robert, I mean, what's it like working with such a great voice and having the range and power behind it to do, well, pretty much anything you wanted to on this record?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a good way to put it. We did allow her a lot of room to just go and do what she does because we knew that she knows her voice better than us and she knows her range and where she can push it. And so we took a lot of leads from her. It's our job as producers to try to bring out the best in her.
Beautiful. You're listening to World Cafe, Robert Mercurio of Galactic and the Soul Queen of New Orleans, Irma Thomas, my guests. The new album, Audience with the Queen, is available now. I want to close this out with the only cover on the album. Like we've talked about this.
How glad I am.
Right. So this Nancy Wilson song, You Don't Know How Glad I Am. I mean, it's incredible. I had not spent much time with it beforehand, but I am curious who brought this or who wanted to cover this. Was this you, Irma?
No.
It was
there. That was the first one we did.
Oh, because yeah. I just remember you said they listened to you with the
well,
cover thing.
I guess in conversation over time, the lyricists, the people who were around at that time, I mentioned the fact that I like Nancy Wilson's voice and some of the things she had done over the years. And so in sitting there talking, as it turned out, How Glad I Am is like telling the story for me because I was glad that the fact that Galactic wanted to take the time to deal with an old broad like me.
Let's listen to this cover of Nancy Wilson, How Glad I Am. It's Irma Thomas and Galactic on World Cafe.
No beginning, my love has no end. No front, no back, my love won't bend. I'm in the middle, lost in a spin. Loving you. And you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know how glad I am. Bottom, my love has no top. My love won't rise, my love won't drop. I'm in the middle, and I can't stop loving you. And you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know how glad I am. Like to
you don't know, you don't know, you don't know how glad I am. And you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know.
It's World Cafe. That's Galactic and Irma Thomas, a cover of the Nancy Wilson song, How Glad I Am. New album is available now. It's called Audience with the Queen. Robert, Irma, you both have been a pleasure. Congratulations on the album. All of the successes, you deserve it all. Please come back and talk to us again soon. All right?
Whenever you're ready.
Thank you for having us. It was a real pleasure.
You got it. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
Tornadoes, fires, blizzards. We don't like to think about it, but when severe weather hits, how will you stay informed? Hi, I'm Steve Noy, IT and broadcast engineer for KAXE. As an IT professional, it's hard to admit, but in the event of inclement weather, I can't totally count on my phone or internet. As our nation recently realized during the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy or the wildfires in California, weather and power outages can take out essential equipment, creating a dangerous bottleneck as multitudes of requests were routed through backup systems. That's where local radio comes in. Even if every station but one was disabled and every radio within a 50-mile radius was tuned to it, there would be no gridlock, no delays. It doesn't matter how many people are using it. This makes radio a valuable asset, even if the worst should happen, and it's one of the many benefits offered by KAXE. That's why we're looking for your help. Become a member. Text us at 218-326-1234. Be a part of KAXE, people-powered radio.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. Thanks again to Irma Thomas, the Queen, and Robert Mercurio of Galactic. Their new collaborative album is available now. It is called Audience with the Queen. New Orleans is my favorite city in this country for a lot of reasons, but its musical tradition is a big part of it. That and it knows how to have a good time. So I've got a set of New Orleans music for you, some classic New Orleans, starting with Alan Toussaint. Here is What Is Success.
That the methods he's using, they just won't jive. Truly believing and trying over and over again, living in hopes that someday he'll be in with the wind. Should one change his mind,
change his mind, change his mind,
and I jump the fence, oh Lord.
Satisfy home in New Orleans. All-time great from the Meters. 1974's Rejuvenation. Yeah, that song is 51 years old, people say. Alan Toussaint with What a Success and Dr. John in there going back to New Orleans. Can I get a ride? The late, great Dr. John. I will go even conjured by spirit to New Orleans. Get myself a po' boy from Mother's. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Back, it's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo with new music from Ben Schneider, who performs as Lord Huron. LA band about to put out their fifth album due out July 18th. I very much enjoy the title. It is called The Cosmic Selector, Volume 1. Here's new music from Lord Huron, Nothing I Need.
Goodbye to my youth and my blood ran cold. I got a fear. darling and my companion. Are they lost or are they found? Have they counted the cost it'll take to bring down all their earthly principles? They're gonna have to abandon. And there's a slow train coming. I'll be round.
closing out today's World Cafe with an album famously recorded after Bob Dylan found God and converted to Christianity. Slow Train Coming from 1979. Lord Huron, New Music, Nothing I Need. The Cosmic Selector Volume 1 is due out July 18th. And yes, that does it for us. Want to thank our affiliates nationwide who make this show possible, a show we produce at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people